And it is 19 100s in a row, and that was over a time period where about three or four inspectors were involved. So that's the opinions of several inspectors.
And then the next couple in the string are also public schools.
Yes, that's correct. We had in the public schools, a lot of people say, well, they have a lot of time to, you know, they stay there and they have a lot of time to clean up and such, but they have quite a job, and so cleanup should be part of everybody's responsibility, and they do quite a good job, though, at the schools. I have to commend them.
And I think there's probably some school employees and administrators who would probably differ to say that they have a lot of people and a lot of time, considering budget cuts and so forth.
That could be, but the health of the students, I mean, again, you've got to put some emphasis on, I think, some of the jobs, and they've got to understand that not only does that keep the students healthy, it also keeps the parents not having to worry. And it plays a large part at the health department because we don't fear going to these schools to inspect because we know they're going to be pretty good inspections and, you know, feel like that they are cooperating with us fully.
And I'm guessing that a majority of the buildings, if not an overwhelming majority of those schools, have cafeteria staffs who have been there long enough, and it's just pretty much ingrained about how to take care of things.
Yes, that's right. And I think a lot of it has to do with their nutrition office at each independent school district. They have some real good leaders there. And I think they're in both College Station and Bryan, those nutrition people are really dedicated to the students' health.
So while it's much more pleasant to inspect public schools, what's the biggest frustration as far as private businesses and what you try to do from an educational standpoint to get them to understand it's really, yes, there's some work involved, but it's really not that difficult if you do it on a regular basis?
Well, and that's one of the things is a lot of times we find that people repeat themselves on problems. And we have, you know, to combat that, we have put in a regulation here with the county that three of the same type of problems in a row on inspections, we're going to end up giving you a $500 reinspection fee. And again, that's in the United States, it's just the way we learn things is from our pocketbook. And that's sort of an educational tool in itself, but certainly, when we see problems, and on the reinspection, of course, we would check those particular problems and trying to educate the people. But before that, so that they'd have them corrected, we do a lot of education, though, with each and every one of our food establishments and try to explain to them, you know, why we're doing what we're doing.
And I'm guessing the standards have to be the same regardless of whether it's a school or brick and mortar or something that's rolling down the street.
Yeah, they're all the same. We follow the Texas Food Establishment rules, and they're just the same regardless.
And I just thought of one more trivia question. How many food license holders does Brazos County have to inspect?
We have, right now, it's about, I would say, between 9 and 950 establishments, which is quite a large number for, we are not that large of a county. And so I think we're blessed with, I think, a lot of different variety of foods to eat here and to choose, but also it leaves us with quite a job to make sure that they're all being inspected, too.
And how often are they supposed to be inspected unless you get a call?
Actually, the number of inspections depends on the type of food they make. If they heat up and cool things more than once, in other words, not a direct give, such as making a hamburger for a person and giving it to them, if they have to reheat foods or store it and then reheat it, they're going to get inspected more. Generally, the normal places will be inspected twice a year. Those places that have the more complex food-making situations, they're going to be inspected three times a year. And there are some, though, such as, I'll put an example, some of our drug stores that have cold hold boxes. They're not making food, but they are just keeping cold items like milk and lunch meats. Those are only inspected or can only be inspected one time per year. Of course, on a complaint, we will inspect more, and we can inspect as much as we have to.
And how many of you are there?
Inspectors? How many inspectors?
Yes.
Yes, we have. We actually have a total with myself. We have a total of 8 inspectors, and about 6 inspectors have regular routes that they have areas in Brazos County. And then 2 of us just fill in where we need to.
Anything else that listeners would be interested in knowing about the work that you all do?
Well, we just try to make it a safe and pleasant experience here dining in Brazos County, and hope we keep everybody safe.